Welcome back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen. And just like cats, they tend to eat and sleep all day.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we've been talking this morning with Dr. Terry Kern, who is the owner of Positive Steps Rehabilitation and Therapy for Pets located in Rochester Hills, Michigan. And Doctor, before the break, you were explaining kind of how your journey led you into acupuncture, and it was through an experience with your dog Mozart, and I love that name, by the way. But can you explain what kind of circumstances would you typically recommend acupuncture as an ideal treatment for? I mean, when should people think acupuncture? Is it because the dog is walking funny? I mean, give us an idea of when it's appropriate.
Okay. My primary focus was for pain management purposes. So any condition where there is discomfort. So certainly if a dog is limping or a cat is limping, they tend not to fake their signs. We don't see too many Munchausen syndromes with our pets. If they're limping, there's usually something serious and they should be seen by their veterinarian. But in, means of providing pain management, acupuncture can be very, very helpful. It can be helpful for back pain. It can be helpful for arthritis discomfort. We also use it for neurologic conditions, dachshunds that oftentimes have back spasms or even need to go for surgery for a disc problem. Acupuncture can be very beneficial. There are absolutely certain cases that have to go to surgery, but there are some cases where acupuncture can stave off surgery, and we can try and build muscle in the back to avoid having to go to surgery. You can also use acupuncture for some of the internal med diseases that have associated discomfort. People aren't aware that inflammatory bowel disease in animals is actually very, very similar to Crohn's disease in people. And it's not an overtly painful problem, but you sometimes have GI flare-ups, and with people, you know that it can be a little bit uncomfortable at times. And so acupuncture can help with the neuromodulation of the GI tract, and it can help in some forms of liver problems and kidney problems. So some of the metabolic diseases, it can have a beneficial effect too. But I wouldn't use it as the primary treatment. My background is still a Western medicine approach. So we want to have those diagnostics and know for sure what's going on with the pet.
Now, do you tend to get other veterinarians that practice their practice in the absence of acupuncture recommending people to go to you? Or is your limit of clientele those who come to you and as a result of your diagnosis or your journey with them, they get acupuncture? How does that work?
My practice is by referral. I do have people that call and ask to come in. I always get in touch with their veterinarian and have an open line of communication with them. So I want their veterinarian to be involved. But the majority of my cases actually do come as a referral from a veterinarian, which is wonderful because I want to work with my colleagues and show them that there are some new and different approaches with arthritis and hip dysplasia.
Now, it sounds like from your conversation there that therapy is continuing to enter into a lot of these conversations to help build up, as you said, the muscles or other parts of it. What other forms of therapy are you typically doing with pets? Is it very similar to human therapy? How is it different?
Well, I actually have been trained in rehabilitation therapy also, and I got that training at University of Tennessee, and it's very similar to physical therapy in humans. I work on strengthening the core and strengthening the muscles of the limbs and work on coordination if a problem exists in, like, the neurologic system and they have balance issues or they're knuckling and don't really know where their feet are in space and time. There's a lot of exercises that can be structured and developed to specifically build up the muscles of the thighs if you've had a knee surgery or an injury. So when you add acupuncture and your Western medicine and surgery, and then do rehab, you can actually strengthen the whole body. So it doesn't matter what disease process, I'm always talking about strengthening the core. And most physical therapists say the same thing for us. Keep that back strong, keep that ab strong, and you'll go a lot farther.
Now, is it easier with animals because they don't talk back, or is it harder because they don't necessarily understand what it is that you're asking of them?
It's probably a little bit more challenging because I have to have the family involved. There's a lot of things that I can do in the office, but I always set up a home program so that when they're not physically here and we're doing exercises or the underwater treadmill or acupuncture or laser therapy, we set up exercises that can be done that are relatively simple, but we want to have them done at home with the family a couple of times a day, and we'll show them how to do massage and some of the things too that are not very complicated, but do a lot to help strengthen the core. And so I really do have to have the client's participation a lot of the time. And so I can't tell the dog to go home and do 50 repetitions of something. I need that person to understand why we're trying to do it and have the commitment to go home and do it. Because if you are going to make an investment in a weight loss program or anything else, cheating doesn't help.
No, it sure doesn't.
And do you tend to get reasonable cooperation with your clientele?
My clients typically stay for the entire 1 hour appointment when their patients are here for rehab, and they're very involved.
So they tend to have good follow through when they go home?
You know, some cases, if they're more severe, we'll see, you know, twice a week. Most of the time we do once a week and do a lot of things at home and then kind of tweak things on the next visit and add a couple more exercises in and go from there. So the clients are very, very involved and seem to really like being able to be a participant in the health care of their pet.
And what kind of cost structure is there when one goes to a practice like this? They're probably familiar with the rates that are charged at their current veterinarian. Is this something that they can expect the same general cost to? I mean, is this an expensive or, you know, I just wouldn't know what to expect if I walked into your door.
Well, when people call, we kind of educate them as to what we're going to do and why it's going to take an hour. But a typical rehab session is going to be a little over $100.
Okay. That's what I would expect.
But during that time frame, you're going to have pretty much two people working on your pet and constant education through the process.
Yeah, so. I'll bet. And it's probably not a service that you can just find anywhere. I would imagine that your level of participation with a client with these remedies can't be found in every marketplace.
There are very few veterinarians that are trained in rehab and also acupuncture. We're starting to see more, which is wonderful. I welcome that because there's a lot of pets that could really benefit from it. So just driving into the office today, I saw a gentleman walking with his dog, and you know, the dog had a front limb lameness, and I don't know if he noticed it or not, but I did.
Well, that's an occupational hazard, I would imagine, that you have.
It is.
So, well, Doctor, I'm sorry to say that we're running out of time, but if any of our listeners are interested in information about acupuncture or physical therapy, is there anywhere that they could go to get that information?
We have a website, and the website is www.PositiveStepsRehab, that's all one word, lowercase, and positive is spelled PositiveStepsRehab.com.
Okay. We've been speaking this morning with Dr. Terry Kern from Positive Steps Rehabilitation. Thank you, Doctor. We really appreciate all the insight you've given us. And Rick, boy, I'll tell you, I don't know where to go from here because I have learned more in the last couple of weeks than in a while. So on behalf of our producers and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend, a great week ahead. We'll talk with you again next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please take good care of your pets. Have a good weekend, everybody. Welcome to the jungle.